Picnic to Order, Picnic Misadventures, customized picnic lunches that just don't turn out the way the person hoped. That's what we're going to hear about today. A Miami caterer who had a cute idea to sell those customized picnic lunches. But, you know, if you happen to have noticed the title of this episode, or if you know it is Friday, then you know it's Failure Friday. So things don't always go as planned or as hoped. This is a collection of short stories specifically about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. So Side Hustle School, we're all about success. We're all about helping you go from idea to income. But a year or two ago, we had this idea to focus more on some things that don't go so well because people always said, well, like it's great to have these case studies of like great success, but is it always that way? And of course, it's not. And very often, sometimes the first idea is not the last idea. You know, you try something and then you realize this is not actually going to be my hugely successful side hustle. Or maybe you have a successful side hustle, but something goes very wrong along the way. So we like to do these little stories with some deconstruction. What are the lessons learned? What did it feel like? And so on. And as mentioned, today we're going to hear about picnic lunches, picnic to go. Muriel from Miami, Florida. Let's hear the story from her.
After working for a caterer for several years, I was struck with an idea that I thought would be the perfect side hustle, picnic to order. I envisioned a service providing beautifully crafted picnic lunches for romantic dates and business meetings, offering clients an unforgettable outdoor dining experience. With my catering background and a passion for creating memorable experiences, I was sure this would be a hit. Little did I know that my picnic dream would quickly turn into a comedy of errors. With an unwavering enthusiasm, I meticulously planned my venture. I curated a delightful menu filled with exquisite sandwiches, gourmet cheeses, artisanal crackers, and delectable desserts. I even sourced some charming wicker baskets to add that extra touch of sophistication. And my first order came from a young man. He wanted to surprise his girlfriend with a romantic picnic by the lake. I was so excited about my maiden venture, I meticulously prepared the basket, ensuring that every detail was perfect. But as I set off to deliver the picnic, I faced my first challenge, a relentless downpour. Armed with an umbrella and a sense of determination, I braved the rain, only to discover that my umbrella was no match for the storm. The once picturesque lake had transformed into a muddy swamp, and my beautifully prepared picnic basket was soaked. But not one to give up, I remained optimistic and I quickly adapted my business model to include waterproof packaging and an alternative indoor setup for rainy days. However, my next booking, a casual gathering for a book club in a park, presented a whole new set of unforeseen challenges. While setting up the picnic, I encountered a flock of aggressive seagulls. These relentless birds, they swooped in, determined to get their share of the gourmet feast. In the ensuing chaos, my carefully crafted sandwiches, they ended up as an impromptu buffet for the winged invaders, even as I tried to fight them off. You know, despite my best efforts to overcome each hurdle, my picnic-to-order side hustle faced one comical setback after another. From uncooperative weather and wildlife encounters, to parking fines and last-minute cancellations, it seemed that I might be better packing up the idea. Even more than the comical errors, I discovered that the market response was underwhelming. My gourmet picnic baskets, though unique and meticulously prepared, they struggled to gain traction in a world of food delivery apps and ready-made meal options. It became clear that the demand for my service was insufficient to justify the time, effort, and resources needed to make it work. But you know what's funny? I still liked it, and I'm glad I tried. Although my picnic-to-order business didn't take off, I'll always treasure the memories that came from my misadventures in the world of al fresco dining. Thanks, Chris, and everyone. The best is yet to come.
Never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. That is the theme of Failure Friday. I really appreciate Muriel sharing that story. Yes, you know, in some ways it's funny, but also it's difficult to go through that time. And it's so wonderful to like be able to look back and say, okay, I'm actually stronger now because of that experience. I'm sure she's going to, as she said, treasure those memories and the stories, but also hopefully use that experience to move forward with full force into something new. So if you've ever tried something that didn't work out, or you ever thought you had a good idea, it turned out to be, let's just say, an idea ahead of its time, well, you know, there's something else for you. I encourage you to keep trying things, keep getting back up. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. New one's coming out tomorrow. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.